Welcome back to Carve from the Rock Ministries with Pastors Tim
and Joey.
Thank you for being with us again. We're going to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It just so happened I opened my Bible and it fell open to this chapter. And the heading above chapter 3 says, everything has its time. And underneath that, I scratched out a note and it's with a asterisk and it says we need to be prepared for our season.
Amen.
And I thought that was an interesting note, and I talked to Joy about that, and I thought that might be something good to talk about. We need to be prepared for our season. As a matter of fact, chapter 3 verse 1 starts out, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. That's chapter 3, verse 1. And
a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Lord, we just want to open up with prayer and we just thank you for bringing us here today. We ask that your word go forward. We give you all the glory, Lord. Lead us and guide us in our conversation, everything we say and do. We do this, Lord, because we feel you've led us to do it. We give you all the glory. We just want to uplift your name and let people get to know the real Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, amen. Lord. Yes, Lord. And looking ahead, chapter 3, verse 17, at the end of 17, it says, For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. For there is a time.
17. This is I say in my heart. Are you in 3 Ecclesiastes still?
Yeah, I was saying at the end of that. You can go ahead and read the whole thing. Go ahead.
I say in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work.
I had it underlined. That's why I was reading that last sentence.
Okay. I'm lost over here, so I'm trying to figure it out with everybody else.
I didn't mean to confuse you on that. But, yeah, I had it underlined.
Well, we definitely don't want to ever mislead anybody. And, you know, it just comes up as part of that. You want to always check and recheck and check yourself and check anything anybody tells you about the Word or the Bible.
And looking ahead even further into chapter 4, verse 9, the heading in this says, the value of a friend. And I have verses 4, 9 through 12 all circled and underlined. And this is a very good part of scripture that I like to remember. And we'd like to share with everybody. And verse 9 starts out saying, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. And verse 10 says, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm, but how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Amen. And I like that. I've always kept that in my heart. I know Tim knows it's a funny thing, it's strange, but always when we go to a restaurant, I'll take the sleeve off of a straw and I will sit there and braid it. And if you braid two, you know, of the straws, two of the, you know, the sleeve from the straw, it'll just snap. If you braid it with three, it's hard to get it to break.
And I know nothing about braiding, so.
but it says it right there in the Bible. Right there it is. Three cord is not easily broken. So when we stand with Jesus, We are not easily broken.
And that's one way I like to look at it. I look at like to look at it like a husband wife as one and two, and with God in your life, there's three.
Yep.
So when you and your spouse have God in your life, a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Amen.
And or if you look at it another way, is the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That threefold cord is not broken. And the strength and the power of that Trinity, what we rely on in our salvation, God sent His Son to earth to go to the cross, to walk this earth. Well, first of all, to be born of a virgin, to walk this earth, to teach His word, to teach the way to be righteous, but not haughty, to be honest, not arrogant.
Let's be honest, too. It wasn't easy for Jesus.
Oh, no.
I mean,
he was
persecuted. One of the last things he said was, why?
Mm-hmm. Why have you forsaken me?
He did a lot of good throughout his life. He had the faith and the power. He's, you know, raised people from the dead with the power of God. He did so many things that his faith, I guess, technically shouldn't be shaken, but, you know, he still, if you could take this cup from me, Lord, that'd be great.
Yeah. Pass it on to somebody else. But he knew what he had to do.
Yeah.
He knew that he had to go to the cross, die on that cross. But he also knew that he'd be risen after 3 days.
And I'm so glad he did.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's made life
so thankful.
Worth living when you have that peace and that joy in your heart, the peace and the joy in your life. I've lived my life where there was no peace. There was just none of the presence of God and the compassion and all the things that you feel from God. He's such a good God. He's waiting on us all to come to Him.
No foundation. No foundation in Jesus. It was, you know, I'm going to do my thing and I'll catch up with God later.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do my thing now and have fun and then do the God thing when I'm old. And
but the God thing is fun.
It is.
And I'm way happier. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your friends, you know, it's awesome to have that communication with others that share, that love God.
The fellowship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you go to church, you meet so many new people and you have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many functions that you do through church, and you have the ability to come together more often than not.
Yeah.
And
it's good for you.
One of the churches we used to go to, we got together four or five
times a week. Yeah.
Six times a week sometimes.
But
we were literally like family.
Very enjoyable.
I mean, it was like our second family, our home away from home, literally. And it was an amazing experience. It's an amazing couple of years that we spent at that church and served the community. And it was an awesome experience and the people that we were with. So
it goes back to what people say, and I've heard it said many times, ain't nobody going to treat you like Jesus will.
That's right.
And they won't. Nobody can treat you like Jesus. He is a good God all the time. You may not get the answers you want. You may not like how things pan out for you. But He is a good God. And nobody will treat you like Him. He'll be the father to the fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
He will be your husband, your wife. He'll be your companion. He'll be what you need. He is that for you. He fulfills every void and every hole.
Yep. That's right. He does. And how you get to that place is being in the Word, though, because the Word is God.
Yeah.
And that's how you, when you build a relationship with somebody, how you get to know them is you get close to them and
spend time with them.
Exactly. And and how you spend time with God is in the Word, is in Scripture. Yeah, some people think the Old Testament's boring, and yeah, there's a lot of war, and there's a lot of discontent, and a lot going on in the Old Testament. The New Testament,
the good news
is the good news. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But you have to have both.
You have
Jesus
to have
said
both.
He didn't come to strike out the old, but to fulfill it, because there was prophecies mm-hmm. in the Old Testament that he was coming. And so mm-hmm. he had to come to fulfill it. So, yeah, it can get, you know, there's a lot of laws and things like that. That, I mean, the genealogies, it's mm-hmm. not the most interesting in some places. But every story, everything you can possibly imagine is in this book. I mean, the love stories and, mm-hmm. you know.
The wars.
Yes, just everything. You've got everything that can apply to your life, believe it is in this book. It mm-hmm. has happened before. It is in this book. Mm-hmm. The instructions are here.
Yeah, yeah. And going through the New Testament, as Jesus walked and did his teachings during his time here on earth, and his disciples noted his teachings in creating the New Testament, you know, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, you know, John.
Mm-hmm. And then Paul went on to write.
Paul went on
so much more,
you know,
of it.
Acts, mm-hmm. you know, Colossians, Ephesians, and Galatians, and you know, just all of the New Testament books. Paul wrote most of the
New Testament.
Most of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. So many books, and as you go through it, you can see the instructions for all the churches as the writers went through. But those are instructions for us today.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting how God's word still leads us today, even though Scripture was written 2,000 years ago mm-hmm. or more. And and it just intrigues me. I'm a history buff. I always have been, and mm-hmm. it still really captures my imagination, my interest, and my heart, because I love God and I love Jesus and what God did for us to send Jesus to the cross for us, so we can be forgiven of our sins, that we can have salvation and eternal life. And then we have this word that we can look at and study and learn and understand him and his character and what exactly he did for us. And it's just amazing.
Yes, it is. I was just looking up, as Tim was talking, I was looking up one of my very favorite couple of verses in the Bible, and I'm going to read them. It is Luke 22:31-33.
Okay.
And he says, this is Jesus talking, and he's talking to Peter, who's also Simon. He says, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that you may be sifted as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. That's when Peter said, I'll go with you to death and to prison. But Jesus is already telling him, you're going to betray me. You're going to, you know, deny me. And Peter had walked on water with Jesus at this point. He had seen some things, man.
Yeah.
But he had still fell, you know, so short. And I guess I always have identified with this so much, because I feel like I fail and falter so much in my walk sometimes. And I remember Peter, and he walked with Jesus on the water, mm-hmm. and he still, you know, Satan wanted to have him. What that's saying, Satan desires to sift you like wheat. If you research that any, you'll see they would throw the wheat up in the air, and the wind would catch the tares and the trash and blow it from the seed, and the wheat would fall to the ground. And he said, that's what Satan wants to do to you, Peter. you know, take you, throw you up into pieces and just watch you dissipate. And he said, but I have prayed for you. And just always remember that in your heart. Remember, Jesus is praying for us. He cares for us. And he wants your faith not to fail. And we all have a measure of faith, even if it's small like a mustard seed. It can grow into the largest tree. And don't forget that. You have some measure of faith that's been put in you. And it may get, you know, you feel like it get kicked and stomped out of you sometimes. And you fall down and you get hurt in life. But there is a measure of faith in you that is enough. It is sufficient for you to raise people from the dead, just like Jesus did. He said we would go on and we would do the things he did. Right. But not only that, we would do more. I'm going to let you talk.
That's right. Well, did you cover all the scripture you wanted to read?
Well, that's just whenever Peter said, I'll go with you to prison or to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me three times that you know me. It's sad. But we all have little failures in our walk sometimes, you know. We actually haven't done a podcast in a few days. Tim got COVID this past week. The last podcast we did, he had a couple of coughs, and you could have heard it. And I could tell that, you know, bothered him with his faith, just, you know, that he had gotten sick. But I also know that the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Just because, you know, you're a Christian, things aren't always perfect and rosy, as we well know. Things happen. You get sick sometimes. I have heard preachers say they've never been sick, and amen, I'm glad for them. But, you know, in reality, sometimes we get sick. Sometimes we just don't feel good. Sometimes it's just the way it is, but that's okay. It's not like your whole faith has to be, you know, ripped out from under you from like a rug. But I saw that it bothered Tim that he had gotten sick. And that's okay, too, because we are so far from perfect, and God knows it, and we are perfect enough for him. He takes us where we are, and he goes forward. We go forward with him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And going back to we began talking about getting to know God, because the Word is God, and I just turned the page from where Joy was reading over to John 1:1, and it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So God is everything. He is the Word, and he is everywhere. So when you read the scripture, you're getting to know him, and he will speak to you through scripture. And when you pray, he will answer prayers, and he will speak to you in your prayers, especially if you are in his will. If you're doing his will, he will speak to you. Now, if you're not doing his will, your prayers will fall silent. And I learned that myself through personal experience, not knowing not understanding that it was all about him, not about me, that it had to be about his will, no matter what I did or what I said, that it had to be about God. But just remember that the Word is him, and the more you read it, the more you get to know him, and the more he'll be in your life and be with you.
Amen.
And we just thank you for being with us in this podcast. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you listening. Yes, we do. We'll do another one soon. We won't have a longer drought like we did. Tim's up and running. We feel good. No sickness, all help. We pray that God bless you and keep you. And may his face shine upon you.
Let's give him a hand clap of praise and Woo-hoo! Praise God. Thank you for being with us. We love y'all. See you next time. Thank you for being with us.